Revelation 18 talks about. And of course, you know, I believe, it's my opinion, that based upon the scriptures, that Babylon, which means a confused people, is whenever the Bible talks about that Babylon that's to come, it's talking about the United States of America. And it's my opinion. I mean, I have scripture that backs it up, and you know, I could be wrong. That's why I made sure I wanted you to understand that is just my opinion. The Bible sometimes calls other countries, like the Bible, God calls Israel Sodom. God calls Israel, I believe at one point he even called Israel Egypt, because it's how God felt about Israel at the time. He called them Egypt, because Egypt means it's a type of a world. And he said, "You're Israel, you're Egypt, you're like the world." Or he called them Sodom. Israel was like, "No, we're not Sodom, we're Israel. No, you're Sodom, you're acting wicked." And so when he says Babylon, what a better name for the United States. I don't think there is a better name than Babylon, because Babylon means a confused people. And ladies and gentlemen, we're a confused people in this country today. I was at McDonald's last night, and I got into an argument, a very, very vocal argument with some men there about abortion. And they stood on it that, it's a woman's right to choose. I said, the woman had the right to choose. She had the right to choose not to conceive a child, to have a child. But she has no right to murder the child. That's not a right. That's murder. That's wrong. We're a confused people. And I believe God's going to judge this country when 4,000 babies are dying every day. I believe God cannot withhold his judgment from this country. He is going to judge this country. And as the saved, the calling out of America, God's chosen people, those who are saved this morning, those who have put their faith and trust in Christ, there's something you can do. I really believe, with all my heart, that if we will just get serious about the work of the church, about soul winning, that we can make a difference in this country. And what a wonderful, I was talking to somebody last week, the lesson that you brought about the kingdoms of Israel, that fit in beautifully with what the Sunday school lesson was about. I mean, it was amazing. I hadn't even talked to you prior to that, and then you were at that message, and it just coincided perfectly. I had several people come up and tell me just how they thought, did you and preacher talk before? I said no. I said it was the Holy Spirit, because it really is. Because I never knew that. That was a good, if you missed last Sunday, get the tape or something. That was a good message that preacher brought about Israel and how having righteous leaders will extend a country's life. And it really does. History has told us that. And I think the future is going to tell us that as well, I think, with the United States.
The Southern Kingdom had 8 godly kings, but the Northern Kingdom had no godly kings.
Right. But iniquity is a reproach to the people.
And I shared, I even talked with the preachers too, and they took all
right, that. Right, right. I'm glad you brought that. That was good.
God told the prophet Samuel, they're not rejecting you, Samuel.
Right.
They're rejecting me. That's why I said, right now we don't have a real candidate. A front runner. We don't have a real front runner for president on either side.
No, we don't.
Because America doesn't want to have their abortion.
That's right. That's why I thought I was mad last night. I was genuinely mad, and I wept on my way home, because I mean it's for somebody to declare that abortion is a choice and that it's right, and yet we'll make a big deal about Michael Vick and all these animals and PETA and save the whales, save the grasshoppers, save the praying mantis, all this stuff. Yeah, we won't weep over the death of innocent children, of babies. And I always tell these people who are so strong and so stuck in what if your mama, what if she was wanted to make a choice? That's right. But I was mad last night. I was mad. And of course they were for the Obama, the one candidate. That wasn't a slip of tongue. That was intentional, by the way.
But
and they just do. America doesn't want it. America does not want a godly leader.
And when I showed those preachers Tuesday, I showed them, I, when want me, now I don't want you. And one day, soon, God's going to tell America, I wanted you, but you didn't want me. So America, now I don't want you.
That's right.
There you go, Babylon.
And that goes right. It's exactly, yeah. Amen. And I forgot to mention this last week. I talked about how I believe that the Bible supports this too, how Russia, talking about the country to the north, will attack with arrows, and not one arrow will return void. They have approximately 10,000 of these intercontinental ballistic missiles, and they're all pointed here, of course. And it says in Revelation 18, three times, I'm misquoting it, but the end of Babylon is going to come in 1 hour. Three times. Her end is going to come in 1 hour. Did you notice as last week as I read that? Three times, 1 hour. If from the time if Russia would launch a nuclear missile, it takes exactly 60 minutes, 1 hour, before it hits the United States of America. And it says three times in Revelation 18 that the end of Babylon will come within an hour, 1 hour. As soon as they launch, 1 hour. Will you be here? No, I believe we're going to be raptured out. We are out of here. If you follow in Revelation, the saints have already been caught up. The roll has been caught up yonder. We are out. Now, that's right. We are out. We're watching this as it takes place. I know the Apostle Paul wept over his own people. And I mean, to think that, this is our own people. This is our country. Folks, we need to start weeping for our own people. We need to get serious about this. Just yesterday, we were out in Wyndham, and we had a wonderful time out there. Brother Phil and Brother Andrew, they went to a house, knocked on the door, and if I understand correctly, just a really rough-looking woman, a woman who, you may have said, oh, we're not going to get anywhere with this person. Just by appearance, unfortunately, you can just sense sometimes that, you just say, oh, this is not going to be a good one. But she answered the door, and they proceeded to talk with her and gave her the gospel. And she accepted Christ right there on her front porch. And she said as they were leaving, she goes, you know what? This morning I got up, and I took my calendar out, and I circled today. And I said, today something's got to change. And that day God did make a change in her life. All because we had some fellows who said, you know what? I'm going to make a difference in my country. I'm going to make a difference in my community. I'm going to do what we're supposed to be doing anyways, the Great Commission. And that lady now will be up when the roll is caught up yonder. Amen. So get excited about it, folks. There's something we can do about it. Let's go right into it. Revelation 14. I'm just going to start reading. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. Those are the ones that are going to remain. Those are going to be the ones who are going to be preaching the gospel. And I heard a voice from the heaven as the voice of many waters and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne. They got to have a new song. They can't sing the old songs because the roll is already called. They can't sing when the roll is called up yonder. There's going to be a new song. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb with whatsoever he goeth. Let me stop there real quick. By the way, a lot of times people say, oh, I take Jesus wherever I go. That's not the way it should be. You should be following Jesus wherever he goes. Let me go on then. It says, they which follow the Lamb with whatsoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. The word mixture there, a lot of times nowadays, or in the current days, whenever God is angry or bestows wrath upon somebody, usually it's mixed with love, it's mixed with grace. But unfortunately, at this time, these people aren't going to see God's grace mixed in with his wrath. It's going to be pure, unviled wrath. It's going to be the wrath of God that's going to be poured out upon them. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, nor worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, and they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat under the, like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. That, of course, is Jesus Christ. He said he'd come again just like he left. He left in the clouds. He's coming back in the clouds. This is going to usher in the millennial reign of Christ. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle in the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Right there, what we have, a few things that happened, actually. We're talking about the coming of Christ, the second coming, the ushering in of the millennial reign of Christ. We also had mentioned in the latter verses there what I believe to be the white throne judgment of Christ, talking about the grapes of the earth being thrown into the winepress. And that word ripe, we've read several times, that word actually, the word ripe from the Greek actually means rotten. And isn't that the state of a lot of people on this earth right now? Rotten. There's a lot of rotten to the core. The very fiber of man is wicked. We live in I would love to go to the Philippines where they just every door you go to there's warm people and they're not ripe, they're not rotten. But we live in a country, in a world where people are ripe, where they're rotten. They don't want to have nothing to do with the gospel of Christ, and so that's what we see here happening. And we also have in verse 20. Talking about the upcoming Armageddon battle, it's where the blood of the people who are going to be killed, who are going to be slaughtered, will actually come up to the bridle of the horse. Could you imagine, though, that blood flowing in this valley that's going to be that high, where it actually be like a swimming pool of blood, a river of blood. Some people try to take this, well, it must mean something else. If you read in the Old Testament, this has happened not to this extent, but it talks about there's been times in the Old Testament where the blood of a battle has actually flowed through the city and extinguished the fires. You say, well, show me some other proof. What other proof do you need, folks? I mean, you'll believe history books. You'll believe what they teach in public schools. Oh, it's got to be true. It's in a textbook. It's in a history book. We need to start taking this seriously. It's not a textbook. It's the Bible. So I think we really need to evaluate what source we're taking to be valid here. I think Joshua said it the best. That's for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. Start siding with this. Start serving the Lord. Start trusting the Bible. And we go on here. We're out of time. I know it was first bell. We were running a little late on the bus, of course, this morning. But we're going to hurry and go into chapter 15. We're going to try and finish chapters 15 and 16 today. This is about the vile judgments, the bold judgments of God. If you recall, we had the seven seal judgments, right? Okay, everybody remember that? The seven seal judgments that unfolded on the earth. Every seal that was broken unleashed a judgment. And then the seventh seal judgment opened up the seven trumpet judgments, okay? Seven trumpet judgments. Okay, and then there were seven thunder judgments. Does anybody know what those are? No, we don't know what those are. God instructed John, of course, whenever he was penning the book, don't write down what they are. People aren't going to understand it. They can't even comprehend it. God knows what we can comprehend. God knows what we can't comprehend. A lot of time, I think we get into trouble in this world because we want to understand everything. By the way, that's how I believe Adam and Eve got into trouble too. They wanted knowledge, and they got it. And so today we have people who want to know everything. They say, if I don't understand it, I need to make a version that will help me understand it. Yeah. We'll take the NIV. Surely that will help me understand everything. I want knowledge. That God is just foolishness. Right. So here we have in 15 and 16 the bold judgments of God. If you think of it this way, I'm not taking the offering, by the way. Oh, there's some in there too. Okay, it's like God has a bowl, He's just unleashing his judgment on the earth. He's just pouring it out. And surely, I mean, as we look across, just watch the news. Every day this week, I think there's been every single day a shooting somewhere that's happened. In Louisiana, a shooting. They went in there and shot up the city hall. And the man said he was just mad at, of course, he died too, but people before said he was just mad at city hall. So what does he do? He goes and takes lives. And it's sad to think that maybe many of those council members, maybe they weren't saved. Maybe they thought that they were in such a high esteem position here on earth. They had everything under control. Big house, nice wife, kids, powerful position. And all of a sudden they wake up and they're in hell. And we have a school shooting down in southern Ohio. We had a couple at the mall. Out in Chicago, there was something that happened in the mall a couple weeks ago. Every single day, something is happening. It's depressing just to watch the news anymore. Surely God's got to be up there just grabbing onto that bowl of his judgment, because it's going to pour out one of these days whenever the tribulation comes. God cannot hold back his judgment. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's going to judge. I said it last week, preacher. If God doesn't judge America, he will need to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. He will judge America. So, no, we're not. So let's go ahead and I want to read the scripture. I think I'll let the scriptures speak for themselves as much as possible, because we're out of time. But let's just read that. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. By the way, the beast is the Antichrist. We read a little bit of it back in chapter 14. Okay, those who want to sell in the marketplace, those who want to basically exist, have to have the mark of the beast. I'll share that. I think it's interesting. I'm going to share it real quick, and we'll go right back to the scriptures, I promise. There's this down in, I'm thinking of Florida. They now have a health system, a public health system, where they actually have chips that are implanted in people where they can get their information. But we're right on the threshold, people. We're right there. It's the rapture is going to happen, I believe, any time now. And they actually did a study on trying to improve these chips, how to make them most effective. Because once you put a chip in there, they don't want to come and take it out and put a new Duracell in there. They want it to be able to last indefinitely. And they actually did a study. And believe it or not, the study showed they spent millions and millions of dollars on this. I wish they would have gave us $1.8 million, and we would have said, but we could have did the study for them. I can already tell them, because they were trying to figure out what the most effective place in the body to put these chips are.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do the study. I could have told them. But they found out, after all these millions and millions of dollars, the most effective place for these chips, not the left hand, the right hand, and the forehead. I could have saved them some money.
Yep.
They could have just wrote us the check. We did the research for them.
Yep.
And it's not flawed either. It's perfect.
Amen.
But they found out, based upon how the blood flows or something, it's the circulation of the blood, the movement of it would cause these chips to be able to regenerate their power. And because the forehead has such a small layer of skin, that for some reason it would be able to regenerate the power. It's coming. It's coming. The wrath of God's coming. The tribulation's coming. The rapture's coming. It's all coming, folks. We're right there. They thought when the barcodes came out that we're closer. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And just a quick note, in the barcode, every barcode has three symbols that are exactly the same in every single barcode. It tells the computer, I used to run barcodes, I know. It tells the computer whenever it's scanned that this is the product code, category code, and it tells it it's finished reading it. All three of those are the number 6 in the barcode system. 666.
Right.
What did it just say there when we read in one of the previous chapters? 666, everybody knows what that number means. So let's just read really quick. I know we're out of time, but I want to read the scriptures and just let you hear. So going on, it's verse 3, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle, the testimony of heaven, was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breast girdle with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Going to 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God into the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial in the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast. They got marked from the beast, now they're getting marked from God. They're having sores all over their body, unlike anything else. Leprosy was nothing compared to this. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the second seal judgment, a third of the sea died. Now we have all of it dying. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of the waters, and they became blood. They refused the blood of Christ. Now they're getting judgment for that. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged us. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy, they're deserving of what they received. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial into the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Boy, we thought sunburn was bad. We have no idea what's coming. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God. Look, even all these judgments, people are still blaspheming God. Yes, they are. Which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. At such a dark time, no feeling, no nothing. They gnawed their tongues just to feel. And by the way, we don't need the sun. We have the sun. We don't need the sun, the physical sun, the SU, and we have the SO wind. That's all the light we need. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. Here comes China and Japan coming over. They're coming together with Russia, with the European Union that's going to be that is formed, and they're going to come over. This is going to be the Battle of Armageddon. Well, it's not going to be much of a battle. I mean, it's going to be God wins, they lose. And the sixth angel and I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. There's the unholy trinity right there. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth on the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Folks, don't delay, don't wait. If you have sin in your life that's holding you back, repent of it, because one day it's all going to be made manifest to everybody. You're going to stand before God, and you're going to wonder, boy, I wish I would have done that. Boy, I wish I would have taken soul winning seriously. You know, preachers, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to stand before you. You know, you'll be up there too, you know, as we walk before that throne. And they're going to be looking at you, preacher. Boy, I wish I would have listened to you, preacher. I wish I would have, you know, taken it seriously. There's going to be a lot of regrets that day. I really believe that. If we're going to see people whose blood is literally on our hands, who, you know, Brother Phil, that I believe that lady's blood may have been on our hands had we not gone out that day. Yeah, she circled that day. That she wanted to change that day. She got the biggest change of her life.
Amen.
And so let's just finish up here. And he gathered them together in the place called in Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings. And there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of nations fell. It was Babylon. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, 116 pounds. Back in 1861, they had hail that was that weighed 5 pounds fall, and it killed cattle, it shattered houses, killed man. Folks, this is 116 pounds. We've never seen hail this big. God's wrath is pouring out upon this world. Every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemy God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to read your word, Lord. Lord, we can sit here and tear it apart and study it and try and decipher as much as we can, but Lord, we're just going to let it speak for itself. The judgment's coming, Lord. Your wrath is coming, and I pray, Lord, that you'll stir in our hearts, Lord, that you'll break us, and Lord, we'll start getting serious, Lord. There's things that we can do right now. There's things that we can do, Lord, to reach those, reach the lost, family, friends, Lord, neighbors, coworkers. God, break us, Lord, and give us a contrite spirit, Lord, that may we be serious about this, Lord. Give us a renewed spirit, Lord, just like David called asking you to renew his spirit, Lord. Renew us today, Lord. Yes. Lord, I ask you to bless the services to follow. Be with everyone here, Lord, and I lift my dad up to you right now, and I also lift Dakota Wilson up to you, Lord, and all those others on the prayer list. God, put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, and heal them, Lord, I pray. Lord, I ask all this in your son's name. Amen. Amen.